Weather conditions across the Midwest will likely be somewhat split across the region. Areas to the west of the Mississippi will likely see very little precipitation and more unusually warm weather, while the areas to the east will see periods of cooler conditions and some periodic precipitation as well. The environment will likely become rather significantly different between these two regions. The weather recently has been relatively dry, with many areas across the central and eastern U.S. unusually dry, and that's actually brought down soil moisture in quite a few areas and made drought conditions in the plains worse than they were before, not only in the plains but also in the western Corn Belt. Well, some of the areas out there in hard red winter wheat country are expected to go another 2 weeks without precipitation, whereas areas in the eastern portions of the Midwest will have opportunity for rain about three different times over the next 10 days, and that will likely bring at least some opportunity for improved soil moisture and possible increased runoff that might improve river flows on the Ohio and some of the tributaries there. The first disturbance to impact the eastern Midwest will likely occur Friday into Saturday. Now, this disturbance will be very weak, a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch of precipitation with maybe a local half inch amount will be possible, and it will basically do nothing to change the overall trend that we've been in here recently. A second frontal system will cut through the region as we get into early to midweek next week. Again, this will be focused mostly on the Mississippi River Valley and areas to the east with the greatest precipitation in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, the Delta, and parts of the Tennessee River Basin. This storm system could produce a quarter to three quarters of an inch of moisture and will be followed by much cooler temperatures, and it should shut down all this unusual warmth that will occur starting this weekend and continuing into early next week. A third frontal system will show up in the eastern Midwest during the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That'll be the 8th and 9th of December, and it looks like a more complex storm system could develop shortly after that if you buy into the computer model data, which I do not at this point in time really think most of the computer model is too aggressive of precipitation in the second week of the outlook. In the meantime, hard red wheat country and most of the western Corn Belt will see very little precipitation over this period of time, and drying will likely continue. Temperatures are going to get unusually warm over the weekend into early next week. Highs in hard red wheat country will likely get into the 60s and 70s again, with readings in a few southern locations coming up close to 80 degrees. Normal highs in hard red wheat country are supposed to be in the 40s and 50s in the north, 50s and 60s in the south, so this is not going to help the moisture situation at all. The same can be said about the western Corn Belt. Net drying will likely occur in those areas as temperatures get unusually warm as well. The eastern Midwest will also heat up this weekend, but its duration of the heat will be much shorter because of those frontal systems I mentioned before moving across the region. And we'll expect to see not only a little more precipitation, but temperatures in the eastern Midwest will probably not be as warm as those in the western areas. We'll look for high temperatures over these next few days. It's still somewhat cool. Most of the Midwest is under the influence of cool air mass right now. 30 and 40 degree highs will occur today. Tomorrow we'll see 40s and some lower 50s in the south, but still in the 20s and 30s in the north. It'll probably take another few days after that before we start seeing the warm-up. The warm-up itself will occur over the weekend into early next week. 50 and 60 degree highs will be common across a big part of the region, 40s in the north, and a couple of 70 degree readings in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.